Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All praise be to his holy name. For the stone the builders refuse, it's become the headstone of the corner. And this is marvelous in our eyes, for it is the Lord's doing. All praise his holy name. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Abba Father, who art in heaven, and thou hast cast us off, and thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again, O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Oh, hallelujah. First and foremost, let's give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. I also give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, our God, for you this morning. A few of you that have tuned in and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible said, many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this resting place, but only a few shall be able to find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord, resting, hiding in this secret place. Oh, the enemy after you, but he can't find you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Matthew's chapter 6. Once again, God the Holy Spirit would make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion into this great shining light of this gospel, glorious gospel of the kingdom. All praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God we serve. And oh, how I love my job. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Matthew chapter 6. Holy Spirit would attempt this in starting in verse 24. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they weep, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or which well shall we be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. You see, what Jesus knew we would not learn from his teaching, it was almost certain we would learn from our forefathers' experiences. Satan's sons that desired to be called master, hoping that would give them lordship over God's people, who was cast into slavery not by the so-called master, but the true master, because of sin. The Bible clearly tells us in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 12th through the 14th verse, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. The Holy Spirit lets us know in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, it says, and what argument, what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord truly is good. For all the time, we know he is good. You know, as we study the Bible, we know there are many versions of the Bible, and always try to do the Lord work through the King James Version. But every once in a while, I come across a certain version in the Bible that highlights a teaching. And this Bereavement Study Bible says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40, now the duration of the Israelites' stay in Egypt was 430 years. The Bible lets us know in Genesis, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse, but in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Also in Genesis chapter 9, verses 26 through 27, the Spirit of the Lord said, bless be the God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Joppa, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Oh, hallelujah. The psalmist let us know in Psalms 144, verse 15. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Oh, glory. We find in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 9, the Holy Spirit says that in Gideon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know it not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people. They cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Oh, Lord, the Lord is good. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit, verses 14 through 21, the Spirit of the Lord says, through Brother Paul, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? The breadth. The breadth is the love of God that have sent forth his sons to preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom in the four corners of the earth, in which I am one myself. This is the breath of his love that he has presented to you, this revelation knowledge, that you may be freed from the law of sin and its eternal death. The length of his love is his sons that have preached this glorious gospel in the past. Brother Paul, and which preached that same glorious gospel of the kingdom, and through the working of the Holy Spirit wrote this down, that the Holy Spirit may bring to you this same revelation, that you may come into this true hiding place. This is the length of his love and the depth of his love. It's known only by the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal to you that even the very atoms, strands of your hair do he love. Even every molecule of you, he loves you with everlasting love. Only the Holy Spirit can bring you into this depth of that great love that God